Hi, dictation for Michelle Spruce, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, S-P-R-U-C-E. It's a follow-up visit and a data and a procedure. The patient is here, date of birth 8-9-51, and date of visit is 7-25-2022. The date of accident is 2-20-2000. The patient had hit an ice patch car spin and hit a median. During this accident, patient was a driver and injured her head with the headaches, which are mostly under control. However, pain in the patient started having pain in the right, in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, and left ankle. The MRIs were found positive for inflammation of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon, subscapularis tendon, fluid in the subacromial, the subarachnoid bursa, AC joint hypertrophy, and shoulder joint effusion, complex tear of the entire labrum, and the patient was informed about these changes. In addition, the MRI for the cervical spine showed a bulging disc only at C5, 6, 6, 7, C71, and T1, T2, and T5 through T5, T6. In addition, patient has herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4, L5, and L5-S1. The patient was brought in for a lumbar epidural steroid injection, time second. The preparation was same from the template. However, special note for this patient, after entering into the epidural canal, there was no appreciable loss of resistance. This was attempted twice at the level of L5-S1. The procedure was terminated as it was deemed unsafe to release medication without the loss of resistance. In the first time when this procedure was done, it was quite difficult to enter on 6-27-2022. And we believe that we tried second time. We were able to get in to the epidural canal, but appreciable loss of resistance was not there. I was not comfortable. And hence, we terminated the procedure without doing an epidurogram or any injection. The next procedure that was done for this patient was injection of the left supraspinatus tendon and left intra-articular injection of the shoulder. The medical indications were as follows. The patient has been having severe pain, 7 to 8, since the time of accident on February 20th, 2021. Patient has had sufficient amount of physical therapy with no major relief, and the patient has been suffering, depressed, upset, unable to carry out the duties. ADL. Hence, it is, and the MRI correlates with the damage to these areas. There is a tendinitis of the supraspinatus subscapularis. There is a fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa, AC joint hypertrophy, and complex tear of the labrum. And patient has been provided this injection to the supraspinatus tendon and 3 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcan. And also injection to the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. This is the third time. And patient reported relief. In addition, the patient continues to suffer from severe pain in the neck, lower back, left shoulder, occasional headaches, and depression, anxiety. The ADLs are affected gravely to the level of 7, especially affecting the relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, and mood. Only 30% relief has been obtained since all the protocol of treatment, and the patient has not completely recovered. In the system review, patient has complained of headaches which are not so severe, or so frequent. They're not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or loss of memory. No confusion, disorientation has been reported. The patient suffers from anxiety and depression, and tension and weakness, lack of concentration, difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, left shoulder stiffness, and pain in the area. In the GI, patient has slight diarrhea, no nausea, vomiting, or constipation. There is a digestive problems, no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or there is a difficulty in swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last surgery, the patient reports the pain has actually worsened, and there are no major changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 144 over 82, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 7-20-2022, dictation number 0722-086. And diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to refer this patient out to Dr. Redden, a spine specialist of Michigan, regarding spinal cord stimulation device and possible surgery. And an orthopedic consult has been ordered for the left supraspinal disc, tendon and left shoulder issues. The patient is now being referred. Thank you.